Hi, everybody. Welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. And I'm sure, like me, you've been watching developments over the past couple of days in the Canadian city of Ottawa, as huge numbers of truckers have arrived and essentially put that city and the Canadian Parliament, which operates from it, into essential lockdown, ironically. And it's interesting to read some of the things that we're now starting to see, much of which is entirely predictable. Well, we know in the first place that Trudeau and the family legged it. Some people suggested to Venezuela, but anyway, they legged it, or Cuba, where his dad was born, some people say. Anyway, Trudeau and the family have gone into hiding as the Canadian capital is essentially taken over by truckers demanding an end to vaccine mandates for their drivers. If you want to drive, you got to be able to take your jab. Well, turns out that they're not happy about that. But what was obvious was, number one, the scale of this has completely taken the Trudeau regime by surprise. They never thought there would be so many people. If you remember, Trudeau had called the truckers a small fringe minority before the convoy of thousands of vehicles grew to over 45 miles long as it winded its way to the capital. Protesters could be seen carrying copies of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, whilst others carried signs reading, "God kept our land glorious and free, make Canada great again, and we're here for our freedom." So pretty clear where these truckers came from, and in every sense of the word. And now they are in Ottawa. So what's happening? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. The black ops, the black arts, that's what's happening. It was inevitable because the Trudeau regime is so corrupt and evil that the first thing they would try and do is to demonize the truckers. And so there are stories. I'm now reading stories about Ottawa police are investigating reports of the desecration of the tomb of the unknown soldier and attacks on police. And apparently Ottawa residents are furious at the disruption and angered by protesters flying swastikas through their city. Honestly, that is how bad it gets. And everything I've just read you there, that's in the press. And that's coming straight out of the Trudeau regime. They will paint their enemies in their own colors, actually. So they will essentially deflect onto their opponents. And so hence these ludicrous reports that these patriotic, God-loving truckers would desecrate the tomb of the unknown soldier. Oh, I'm sure it may well have been desecrated. I've got a pretty damn good idea who would do it. And I've got a pretty damn good idea who would be flying swastikas. It sure as hell wouldn't be Canadian truckers. But it might be those paid by Trudeau and the gang to paint their opponents in the blackest possible colours. So this is what is going on in Canada. And the protest, by the way, it only starts today. It's taken them a week to get there, but the protest starts today. I'm sure you may have seen the drone footage over Ottawa. I mean, the place is at a standstill. And these guys aren't shifting anywhere. They're not going anywhere. So they've said that they'll stay as long as it takes until the Canadian government flips and withdraws its policy on vaccine mandates. Now, given we've seen the UK government flip and withdraw its policy in vaccine mandates, it's going to be interesting to see if Trudeau will continue to play the COVID tyranny game or not. So naturally, of course, as you would expect, there's no doubt about it. The Ottawa coming to a standstill is definitely inconvenient for people, but not as inconvenient as being told you can't do your job unless you've taken the clot shot. Not as inconvenient as that. So I'm afraid they're going to have to suck it up. Demonstrators say they're going to stay, that their aim is to make it a logistics nightmare for the Justin Trudeau government. I mean, as one of the organisers said at a press conference, we're in this one for the long haul. We don't have a time limit. And the images I've seen, you know, the vast columns of trucks, which are all sort of just covering the face of Ottawa, is really, really good, really inspirational. Now, of course, Canada's House of Commons, which is in Ottawa, says, well, we're going to be at work today anyway. We will reconvene at 11 a.m. tomorrow as planned. So I wonder what the security is going to be for that one. Wonder how they're going to get in. And again, you know, you can expect that there will be continued dark arts practiced by the Trudeau regime against these patriotic truckers. It's inevitable. I wouldn't even be surprised if there's a false flag operation or two thrown in. Wouldn't be in the least surprised, because that's what these people do. But I hope the truckers stay. I hope they will remain resolute. Certainly, you know, everything I've seen and read from them, I completely can agree with. I can completely support it. And these people are essentially demanding that the government respect their right to their bodily autonomy. So why is that even controversial? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Trudeau has been one of the most egregious tyrants over the past 2 years, and particularly in the last 6 months. The things he said against the purebloods in Canada, appalling, absolutely appalling. So I'm with the truckers. I hope they keep honking the horns. I hope they keep their vehicles parked up. I hope they go nowhere until they get exactly all that they want. And we shall watch and see what happens. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Thank you.